Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Amiodarone and lidocaine are the two primary antiarrhythmics used in the treatment of ventricular fibrillation and pulseless VT refractory to defibrillation and vasopressors. For patients in VF or pulseless VT, administration of an antiarrhythmic should be given approximately 2 minutes after our first dose of epinephrine. The person running the code has two choices, amiodarone or lidocaine. Let's look at lidocaine first. For those of us that remember ACLS of old, lidocaine was the little in the every shock, little shock part of the mega code mnemonic. An early outcome study on amiodarone showed that it may be more beneficial, and it became the first-line antiarrhythmic for VF and pulseless VT. Since then, additional studies comparing the effectiveness of amiodarone and lidocaine have shown little overall differences on a patient's outcome to discharge. So, providers can now choose to administer 1 to 1.5 milligrams per kilogram of lidocaine as their first antiarrhythmic after epi if they wish. As the person running the code, you should be clear with the medication you want and the dose you'd like administered. Rather than saying, give 1 to 1.5 milligrams of lidocaine, it'd be better to say something along the lines of please give 1.5 milligrams per kilogram of lidocaine IV push. Depending on how your crash cart or drug boxes are stocked, it may be necessary to use more than one prefilled syringe to administer the desired dose of 1 to 1.5 milligrams per kilogram. One common prefilled is 10 milligrams per milliliter and comes in a 5-milliliter syringe for a 50-milligram total. To administer 1 milligram per kilogram to a 220-pound patient would require two prefilled syringes, while to deliver 1.5 milligrams per kilogram would require three, for a dose of 150 milligrams would be needed. If the patient's rhythm doesn't change, a second dose of 0.5 to 0.75 milligrams per kilogram of lidocaine may be given in 5 to 10 minutes. Don't let the math trick you. This is just half of the initial dose. For that 220-pound patient that we gave 150 milligrams to 5 minutes ago, a second dose of 75 milligrams would be 0.75 milligrams per kilogram. Lidocaine has a maximum dose of 3 milligrams per kilogram, and we generally max out a med before moving on and trying something different. So a typical lidocaine regimen may appear something like 1.5 milligrams per kilogram, followed by two 0.75 milligrams per kilogram doses at 5-minute intervals. It should obviously go without saying, but lidocaine should not be given to patients with a known hypersensitivity. If instead of lidocaine you choose to administer amiodarone, the dose does not require any calculations. It is simply 300 milligrams given IV push. If the ventricular fibrillation or pulseless VT persists, a second dose of 150 milligrams IV push may be given in 3 to 5 minutes. Amiodarone needs to be diluted prior to use and should only be given through a filter to prevent the accidental introduction of an emboli. If a patient has ROSC, a drip of the medication that converted them is often started. If lidocaine converted the patient, a lidocaine drip at 1 to 4 milligrams per minute would be started. If amiodarone converted the patient, a drip would be started at 1 milligram per minute for 6 hours. Amiodarone drips should be mixed in D5W, not normal saline, and they should also be given through a filtered line. Amiodarone may also be used for stable wide complex tachycardias in order to prevent a cardiac arrest. When used to treat stable VT with a pulse, amiodarone is given as a drip. The dose is 150 milligrams over 10 minutes. If administration of amiodarone stops the VT, a maintenance infusion should be started at 1 milligram per minute for 6 hours. If VT returns, an additional dose of 150 milligrams over 10 minutes may be administered. Remember that patients rarely remain in stable VT. These patients must be closely monitored and may benefit from having defib pads in place should an emergent cardioversion or defibrillation be required. I hope that you found this review of amiodarone and lidocaine helpful. If so, consider liking, sharing, or leaving a short review so that others can benefit too. I will leave links to our social media pages in the show notes below. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.